This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and today we want to continue our study of the question, what is the church? As we've gone through these various figures that are given in the Bible, such as the church emphasizing the called out for the Lord Jesus Christ and members as those who are called, and that it's God's building emphasizing God as the architect of his dwelling place and the members as God's dwelling place, and the kingdom emphasizing Christ the Lord as ruler and sovereign and members as subjects of the king. So to say that the church is the body of Christ emphasizes Christ as the head and the members as members of his body which carry out the different functions which the Lord wishes to have done. Now today we continue along that certain line, emphasizing again that as we look at each of these figures in description of the church, that we must understand that each one of us tells us something about the Lord and also tells us something about the members of the body of Christ or the church. So we turn and read in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9. Here Paul says, "For we are God's fellow workers, ye are God's husbandry, God's building." Now the word husbandry here means God's tilled ground. You are God's tilled ground. Now this emphasizes God as the farmer or the seed sower. The seed is the word of God, Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Now this means that God is the originator of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I do not today, as a preacher, have the right to invent a message. I realize it's a very popular theory held by millions of people that if a man is a preacher that proves he's the servant of God, no matter what he preaches, God will be pleased with him. But we note in Romans chapter 16, verses 17 and 18, that Paul instructs us to mark those that cause the divisions and occasions of stumbling contrary to the doctrine, that is, the doctrine of Jesus Christ, and do what? And turn away from them. Why? For they that are such serve not our Lord Christ, but their own belly, and by their smooth and fair speech they beguile the hearts of the innocent. Now that makes clear that I simply do not have the right to get on this radio station or to step in pulpits or television or to write in newspapers and magazines and otherwise and preach a message of my own invention. I have the right to preach only the message of Jesus Christ. Now to say that the church is God's husbandry is to say that the Lord is the farmer, the seed sower, and that we as members are the ground into which that seed is sown. Now, of course, the seed is many times sown into hearts of people that do not accept it. Many people reject it. When Jesus gave the parable of the sower, he told about some seed falling by the wayside, and it remained on the top of the ground, and the birds came and devoured it. Now, he said, that's as it is when the devil comes and snatches away the word before one can believe and be saved. And so to look at the church is to look at people who constitute ground into which the seed has been sown, and it has germinated and grown into a plant. In other words, it has resulted in someone's obeying the gospel, being baptized into Jesus Christ. And so we learn then the marvelous truth that the church is God's husbandry. In the sixth place, we note, according to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, that the church is the pillar and ground of the truth. Let's read together now from 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. "These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how men ought to behave themselves in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." Now note that this does not say that the church is the pillar and ground of simply religious messages. If the Lord had said to us, "Go ye into all the world and persuade men to be religious," or "Go ye into all the world and preach whatever religious message you may please," then I could just preach on this radio station whatever came to my mind. But the Lord did not give that instruction, and the church is not the pillar in the ground of whatever religious message a man might choose to preach. But it is the pillar and ground of the truth. Now, truth is not self-contradictory. The message of Jesus Christ, the gospel, is a message which is consistent with itself, and yet we find preachers all over this land preaching things which are contradictory of what others are preaching, and somebody must be wrong in that kind of situation.